Welcome to the Haney Biz Project with Mark Haney. Mark is a serial investorpreneur and the chief dreaming officer of the Haney Biz Companies. He's working tirelessly to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution and share the inspiring stories of the region's most influential leaders. Coming to you from the Marquee Media Studio, here's Mark Haney.
Every one of us has greatness inside. The world just doesn't always know it yet. But why is my greatness such a great secret, Marcus? I'm here with my main man, the marine entrepreneur, Marcus Haney. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I like that. I'm going to start using that puppy.
The marine entrepreneur?
Yeah,
you are coming out of the Marine Corps, building a business. And the question I always ask you, how are you doing? Are you hanging or banging today?
I am banging. Out looking for customers for Haney Industrial Supply, putting stuff together, and trying to get myself to get that token for the old EO there.
Ah, I love it. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. What is the best kept secret in Sacramento? And I would submit to everyone in Sacramento, that the best kept secret in Sacramento business is the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento. We call it EO. What do you think, Mark? You've heard of them before, but a lot of people don't know about EO.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a group of guys that we can all look up to as mentors, as young entrepreneurs coming up in the game. And, I think some of us are trying to get together that call a little pre-O action and see if we can.
Before EO.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because
right?
You have to be a certain level of revenue and an experience to be an EO member. But when you assemble the group of some of the most successful people in the entrepreneurial community together in one room, it's a powerful group of people. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But this is the Haney Biz Project. We share stories. This is not an advertisement for EO necessarily, but as we hear the entrepreneurial stories, the stories of winning, the stories of overcoming adversity to build a successful business, you know what? That ends up being a little bit of a promotion for the group and for that individual as well. But I think, Marcus, don't a lot of us, you think about as we go out there to build our business, we have to get ourselves known. We have to get famous, as if you will, right? We have to really promote ourselves and maybe even overcommit, right? They say
Right. Maybe
we should undercommit and over deliver, but really we got to start telling people all the great things we do. Otherwise, we don't grow a business.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a fine line between bragging and telling people about what we do, right?
Yeah.
So if we have belief in our concept, belief in our mission, then I think it's all out there spreading the good word. It's just all finding that place where you are striking the chord on a customer or somebody who is in the position to follow you and understand exactly what you're doing.
It is an interesting, paradox, if you will, is how much ego, right? We all have, we might appear to have a little bit of an ego as we go out there and promote ourselves, but how to stay humble along the way. And I think on the Entrepreneurs Organization, we have these super successful entrepreneurs all banding together as brothers and sisters. And it's a place where we can go to really be ourselves. We are, I think, generally speaking, a humble group of people. But in order to build our businesses, we have to go out there and get ourselves famous. But the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento has not done that until now. They have not made themselves famous until now, and that's what Haney Biz is in the process of doing starting today.
I love it.
We are going to make the Entrepreneurs Organization omnipresent, ubiquitous, right? I'm using some big time words here, Marcus, but we are going to be everywhere.
That's the only way to get out there in the public. And, you got a billboard now. You got a pool boy shirt on.
I mean,
you're getting out there hardcore.
I am. We're here at the Marquee Media Studios. And I got to tell you, Marcus, Marquee Media, I'm getting texts from friends, from long lost people wanting to hang out with me now, all because of Marquee Media.
How does mom feel about that?
She's not liking certain parts of it. Yeah, I've got a few texts that she's not too happy about.
Gosh darn it.
It's putting us on the map. And I think in every business, there's that opportunity that you have to seize to put yourself on the map. Think of the Sacramento Kings, and we kind of were known as the Cowtown, right?
But right.
We took that and we ran with that, right? The cowbell thing. Remember that?
We took,
made a bunch of noise behind the bench of the.
I think we're still out there doing it, right? I think we've embraced the cowbell thing as a community.
I think so. I think be who you are, and I think if you embrace it and just go with it, they will celebrate that, help you celebrate that, even at a national level. That's what happened with Saturday Night Live. Live, right? They did the cowbell skit, right? I don't know if you remember Christopher Walken and Will Ferrell, and you know it's become a famous Saturday Night Live skit.
Actually, made it national, huh?
Absolutely. Now today, though, right? Today is a special day for you because it is your son's 6th birthday. 6 years ago today, you were in Afghanistan, right? And your son, your only son, your only child was born while you were over there fighting the good fight, and you had your son born. How does it feel to have your son turn 6 today?
Time flies when you're having fun, so it's really exciting to watch him grow. He's playing baseball. I'm coaching his team. It's really exciting, but yeah, you look back 6 years ago, I'm on a satellite phone from Nowheresville, Afghanistan, hearing for the first time that I have a young son to bring into this world, and you know, I'm just proud to be his father.
Incredible feeling as a grandfather as well and as a dad, Marcus. So so happy. We are making one another famous thanks to Marky Media, right? We are becoming a little bit more well-known. I even had today, this morning, like, the person at Starbucks spelled my name correctly, and I ordered my venti iced coffee, and it comes out with my name spelled correctly. Thank you, Marky Media. Thank you for putting us on the map. It is definitely one of our big turning points in the Haney Biz Project, is our association with Marky Media. Coming up after the break, speaking of making people famous, we're about to bring on the guy that is responsible for bringing me into the Entrepreneurs Organization, bringing me as a radio show guy. But later in the show, we're also going to have Brian Holmes. That's Mr. Tom Kandris, by the way, if I forgot to mention his name. Tom is coming up after the break. But later in the show, we're also going to have Brian Holmes. He's built an incredible set of franchises and growing his businesses right here in the Sacramento region and beyond. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, brought to you courtesy of Stifel Financial. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Now back to Marquee Media Studio and the Haney Biz Project with your host, Mark Haney.
All right. Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of Comstocks Magazine and California Backyard. I'm Mark Haney, and today I am joined by Tom Kandris, the entrepreneur next door, a man who has had a tremendous success in building businesses with a recent grand exit from a company called Package One. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Mark.
I appreciate you coming on the
show.
Looking
good, man, pool boy. Yeah.
I'm wearing the pool boy shirt. You and I were just in Cabo, and I walked by the shirt, and I think our wives said, you know what? I could see, well, my wife anyway, said, I could see my husband wearing that pool boy shirt. So I am here. Now, you and I live next door to one another. So let's talk about our first meeting and how that changed your life.
Hey, you know what? It did change my life because, you know what, friends and family, and I can see your family, are just hard to come by, and true friends. Yeah. And so when you and Stacy walked down the driveway with that great bottle of wine that I still have, by the way, I recently discovered my cellar.
Okay.
And I was about to drink, and I realized that this is what you brought us, and so we're going to share that together.
We got to break that out. Well, you have had tremendous success in business. Your business success has inspired me, and so we want to know what's happened in your business and some of that success. But you've also inspired me through how you give back to the entrepreneurial community and the business community here in Sacramento. So why don't we start off by just getting a little bit of an overview of your business journey?
Well, you know, as you know, it did had a nice exit with Package One, and it really has changed my life. But I've sort of lost perspective for a few days, a few months, and I'm still trying to gather that.
Yeah.
But just coming back to it, I had a great day today. I met with a great up-and-coming entrepreneur, Justin Booth, with Crown Supplies.
Oh, yeah.
And had a really passionate discussion with him, and met with another friend of ours, you know, John D. Benedetti,
yes,
who had a great exit only a couple years ago. And
Del Monte
we're looking
Meats, right?
Yeah, Del Monte Meats, and we're just talking about how we can pull our resources, and you included, pull our resources to help entrepreneurs, but having people who have been there, done that, pull the resources together to help in a collective way to help this community.
So you've done so much. I've accused you of being overboarded because you have gotten involved in a lot of different boards and organizations while still simultaneously maintaining this, growing this tremendous company called Package One. Now that you have, now that you're unemployed, if that's a fair statement, now that you're unemployed, what's inspiring you to help the next guy in line?
Well, you know, you kind of look at entrepreneurs are really what's cool about business. So if you really think about it, what's cool about business? You know, running a business and, you know, corporate America is great. I think there are business processes, but what's cool about business today is entrepreneurship.
What is entrepreneurship? You and I have debated this a little bit, or at least wrestled with, what's the difference between a wantrepreneur and an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I'm not sure who actually will dub you to be an entrepreneur. And frankly, I didn't know I was an entrepreneur until I joined the Entrepreneurs Organization. They said that's what I was one.
Okay.
And here I'm thinking, I'm just trying to make payroll, right?
Yes.
And so I think somewhere along the journey, I think when people see the sacrifice and the passion you bring, I think that's the point in time when you become an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And in your story, you had this turning point where you had left corporate America, super successful in the high tech industry, decided to go lower tech in the box business, move back to your hometown of Sacramento and grow a box business. And you ran into, I think what a lot of us run into, or maybe all of us in entrepreneurship, you run into this turning point where you sort of hit this point in the road where, you know, I've got to make some major changes, even though you've had such success. Talk to us about your turning point and how you figured out a way to overcome.
Well, you know, as I think you, as you know, maybe some of your listeners know that in 2007, I about lost everything. And I remember somewhere along my journey, and I think being in corporate America really prepared me to be a good entrepreneur, is I really felt that sometimes I gave up too soon because it was too easy to give up. And at the point where I was about to lose everything and compromise my family and all the employees that were around me, I think that was a real gut check moment where I had to really make some hard decisions. And making that decision to maintain, and I went and asked my employees, I said, here we have a challenge. You know, do you want to, do, you know, should I believe in you? Do I bet the farm on you guys? And do you bet the farm on me? Do you believe in me? And they all said yes. And so I doubled down. I sold the business, the buildings that I was in, did a sale lease back, and plowed all the money back into the business. And frankly, my family would have been economically better off. I'd just take the money and run at that moment. But I think the idea of doubling down and seeing it through is a major turning point for me.
And then that led to the incredible growth of Package One, and then ultimately this very cool exit. You've described that as breathing rarefied air, because not very many people have this this significant exit, and those who have really are breathing air that not as many people breathe.
Well, you know, I didn't actually understand it and realize it. I mean, you were kind enough to come over and that night that we did the transaction and we're going to drink some champagne together. And I think that people were making nice little comments about what we had done. And when it came time for me to actually say something, I realized at that moment, and, you know, I toasted you for your prior exit, and I realized at that moment how rarefied the air was on how hard it is to run a business, how hard it is to actually have a successful business, how hard it is for actually somebody to pay you something for your business and recognize that effort. And I realized at that moment that it's a very small number. I don't know what the number is, but it's really small.
Well, and you think about it, you mentioned earlier pooling money as entrepreneurs to help the next guy in line, help them finance their growth, their turning point, if you will. You've been doing investments in the local area for some time, angel investing. I know you're not an angel, but you have been doing that invest. I've been doing some of that investing as well. Now we're talking about bringing on John DiBenedetti and some others who have they're entrepreneurs who had these had to deal with these turning points and actually found a way to bring things to a successful conclusion. But how much different do you think it is having guys like us invest into a Crown Distributing or somebody else versus just some private equity company that's got no personal tie to it, no experience in that world, if you will?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's a difference maker. I think when you look at people who have been there and done that, again, it's rarefied air, and you know, it takes a little bit of luck and a little bit of talent, a little bit of resources, but also it really requires support system. And having a support system around you, and you can, if, as many people as you can collect that have got that kind of wisdom and experience, I think the better off you're going to be.
Was there somebody in your life that showed up as that experience?
you know, I've been lucky enough through my entire life to have some great mentors, and I keep in touch with them, some of them for 40 years, and to the point where some of them have passed on. But I think it's really great mentorship that really has made any success that I could have ever had or ever experienced, I can attribute to those relationships.
So,
but they're relationships. They're not, hey, can I get an hour of your time? I mean, there's a mutual love and respect between you and the mentor and the mentee. And I think when you have that, then you've really got something special.
I think a lot of us wonder what it feels like to have dedicated your life, you know, a big portion of your career to building this package one, and then you have the successful exit, and you could do anything you want for as long as you want with whoever you want. It's a complete freedom at some point that you have achieved. And I guess I'm wondering, like, what goes through your mind as you contemplate this next part of your life, this next stage of the journey?
Well, I think spending right now, I'm spending time trying to gather my thoughts and frankly, look for perspective. You know, having an exit really, you know, running a business doesn't prepare you for an exit. It doesn't prepare you for what's next. I mean, there are certain things that I think are important to me. One is continue to give back. I know that I don't want to be an operator again. I don't want to be held to showing up from 8 to 5 and dealing with necessarily with employee matters and things along those lines. But I'm not done. And so what I want to be able to do is impart whatever skills that I have that might be recognized by somebody who thinks they're valuable, but resources, time, and talent, and working with people that I care about, working in a situation that is impactful, and then, you know, helping other people be successful.
Tom, I'm going to ask you to stick around. We're going to be bringing on Brian Holmes after the break. Brian and I are going to talk about his journey in building franchises. But then in our third segment, we're going to bring on Brian and you together, and we're going to talk about the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento, what I feel is the best-kept secret in business in Sacramento. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, courtesy of Audi Rockland. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Marquee Media Studio with Mark Haney, igniting the entrepreneurial revolution with the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of Hub International and Legion ABS. I'm Mark Haney, and today I have the privilege of bringing on Brian Holmes, franchise owner of Liberty Tax, 19 locations, but you're much more than that. You have Pilates and all kinds of stuff, right? Give us an overview, Brian, of your businesses, and then we'll get to know you personally, too.
Sure. So, Mark, I currently own only 5 Liberty Tax Service stores. I sold off the majority of them in late 2016.
Okay.
I can definitely tell you the backstory on that.
Love it.
And right now in the Sacramento area, I have 3 Club Pilates studios. So one in Folsom, Elk Grove, and then Sacramento. And I own the regional development for a concept called Honest One Auto Care for Northern California.
Wow. Now, how do you divide up your time? There's a lot of activity going on there. Plus, you and I are on the board of Sacramento's Entrepreneurs Organization. How does Brian Holmes divide up this time?
Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time building my team. So day-to-day responsibility at this point is delegated over to, you know, a really talented team that runs the business for the most part. You would think I'd be really busy, but, you know, I'm surprisingly not. Yeah.
What's the team look like?
So in the Liberty Tax Service business, I have a district manager that runs all my stores. In Bakersfield and Fresno.
Okay.
So she handles everything day to day. When it needs to, it gets escalated up to me.
Yes.
The Club Pilates business, my wife is heavily involved in.
Okay.
And we have general managers for each location that handle, you know, day to day activity.
So you've had some exits similar to Tom as well. So you've had these exits. You're not quitting though. You're continuing to press. What inspires you today to continue to press on?
Yeah. So that kind of ties to my Liberty Tax Service story. So over 10 years, I built that business. I started out with one location in 2006. Great timing, right?
Uh huh.
And from there, built it up over, you know, the 10 years to 19. In 2016, I found out that we were going to be having twin boys.
And we were
working all of the hours. And I'm like, all right, how are we going to make that work and run this business? So we decided to, you know, sell off a big chunk of it and focus on you know, take a little step back, relax a little bit. So last year, we decided to open 3 Club Pilates in 10 months.
But your twin boys are not very old yet.
Yeah, they're two.
They're two years old. Yeah, so everything's calmed down enough where everybody can go back and dive back in. It doesn't. I would think at two. They say the terrible two is probably not your kids, but
I mean, they're terrible.
It's a handful at 2 years old. How do you and your wife juggle such an amazing set of opportunities?
I think it's surrounding yourself by great people and you know, empowering them to do their job.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the biggest lessons I learned in my development of Liberty Tax Service business is hire great people.
Yeah.
Let them do the job.
Okay. So. Well, let's talk about business a little bit. Most of us in business, we run into big challenges and there's a turning point we overcome. Do you ever have any major challenges? What's the biggest things that you've had to face and figure out a way to overcome?
Yeah. I've actually built the tax business twice.
Okay.
So early on in my career, I started out by myself as, you know, single franchise owner, built that organization over a couple years, and then I took on a partner. With that partner, we built up to 12 locations over about 3 or 4 years. It was a really horrible partnership. Had a divorce, I guess, if anybody's been through a partnership breakup in a business, it's a little bit like a divorce. And I went from the, I think at that time, 14 stores back to 7 and basically had to really rebuild. Built it back up to 19.
Well, congratulations on figuring out a way to do that. A lot of us, you know, these certain things can kind of knock you all the way down and not everybody can get back up. Where did that philosophy of perseverance come from?
You know, in retrospect, I kind of look at it and I just don't think I understand how to quit. Because there was a lot of points, if I would logically graph it all out, I'd be like, okay, the pros and the cons don't really align here. I should just hang it up. But I could just never get myself to not think that tomorrow was going to work out. And so I kept grinding.
So you grew up where? You didn't grow up here in Sacramento?
Yeah, I'm an Illinois native.
Right.
I was born on a little cow town, grew up between a town of 300 and a town of 600.
Wow.
32 kids in my graduating class.
And what do you think about being in the big city of Sacramento?
I love it. I love Sacramento. I lived in Bakersfield for 10-12 years. I'd never been to California
That'll
before.
Make you love Sacramento.
Yeah, I'd
too,
never
huh?
been to California before. And my buddy's like, hey, come out to California. Yeah. Bakersfield's amazing.
Yeah.
And I got there and I'm like, okay. All right. And then I left. So I love Sacramento. I mean, I think it's just one of the most underrated, you know, markets that there is. The people are amazing. People are really smart. So it's a great place to build a business.
So what's your plan now with your business? Are you thinking growth, stay the same? What's the plan moving forward?
That's kind of a daily conversation in our house. What does the future look like? What are the priorities? What do we really want to, you know, accomplish as a family? Right now, I'm kind of enjoying some time with my boys and I say that.
Yes.
But give it a month.
Well, we always ask on the show, are you hanging or are you banging? When you're hanging, like right now, we're hanging. Mm-hmm. This is kind of almost like downtime. We're having a conversation among friends, and I know that you love to spend time with your kids and your wife. But so, what's hanging look like to you beyond this? But then, what's banging like when you're at your very best at your very best opportunity? Is that EO? Is that the tax business? Is that Pilates? Is that something else?
Yeah, so I right now I'm banging.
Okay.
Full out. Like I'm launching a new business in the middle of May around the franchise industry, franchise coaching and consulting and in the social media space.
Nice.
So right now every day banging on that project.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about it.
You're a guy that likes to start stuff, right?
I am. You launch ideas. Yeah, for me it's when passion and opportunity align.
Okay.
That's when I'm 100% in. I'm, you know, day to day, the grind of the business is probably not my favorite piece.
Well, you said social media, right? So a lot of people want to use social media to make themselves famous. Mm-hmm. And I've wrestled with this idea of, do you seem too egotistical with the radio show or even any kind of marketing effort that's really to go get yourself known out there while still maintaining some sort of humble demeanor or humble personality?
Yeah, I've always been the behind-the-scenes guy. So since I had my first and second tax office, I always wanted to not be known. I didn't want to be known as the guy. I just wanted to, you know, run the business and keep to myself. As kind of taking a little piece out of your book, I think that today, getting out there, putting your name out there, the things you've accomplished, the things that you've done, and telling other people about it is a part of the journey. And if I always had people I looked up to, and everybody needs that. And so if I can be one of those people that can help someone aspire to, you know, to grind it out, then and know that the struggle is a part of it.
Well, who have you looked up to? You said that some people have inspired you. Who would that be?
I was really lucky when I got into the Liberty Tax Service business to surround myself with top performers, people who had already accomplished the things that I wanted to accomplish. And I was the little brother that just always called, always text, always emailed. Didn't matter whether you responded to me or not. I was going to get the information and develop the relationship. And that was a lot of what helped me get to the next level in that business.
Well, I think a lot of us get that through storytelling. As we listen to your story today, we're inspired. We feel connected. We're obviously getting an education a little bit about franchising. But just thinking about who you inspire, any advice to entrepreneurs out there who are in your earlier shoes about maybe there's even a shyness or a part of them that's a little bit reserved. How do you reach out to get help from somebody who's had such accomplishments?
Pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Send an email. Ask as many people as you can. If you have one guy you want to talk to, try and find 10. And that way you'll make that connection. Yeah. They'll take the time. And someone will.
Are you open to, obviously in EO, in the Entrepreneurs Organization, that's what it's about. We're helping one another. It's peer-to-peer stuff. But we also have this attitude of helping our community and helping the next person in line. If somebody wanted to reach out to you, is that something you're still open to
absolutely.
Helping the next person?
I love to help people. That's one of the reasons we're starting the franchise coaching business, is because it's so fulfilling to take someone and really help them get their business where they want it to be.
Yeah. I want you to stick around, Brian. I want to thank you for sharing your story. We're going to get more of your story, more about what's happening in the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento. Tom Kandris is going to rejoin us, and we're going to be sharing the EO story. We're going to make take a little bit of today and try to make the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento just a little bit more famous. When we return, be joined by Tom Kandris and Brian Holmes. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, courtesy of Chicago Fire and Apex Appraisal Services. This is the Haney Biz Project.
And now back to the Haney Biz Project with investorpreneur Mark Haney, coming to you from the Marquee Media Studio.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of accounting firm Clifton Larson Allen and California Growth Advisors. I'm Mark Haney, and I am rejoined by both Brian Holmes and Tom Kandris. Tom, during the break, you talked about the it factor in entrepreneurship. What makes entrepreneurship cool?
Well, I think entrepreneurship makes business cool. I think that right now there's a trend that people want to be entrepreneurs. Hey, I wanted to be a rock star. And even if I could play the guitar and I can't sing, but I probably wouldn't be a rock star. So the rock stars have a certain it factor. Certain successful actors have an it factor. And I think entrepreneurs are the it people for business.
Yeah. Brian, thoughts on that? What's so great about entrepreneurship and what's so great about being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I can see that comparison, because we're really the risk takers. We're the ones that go out and blaze a trail to, do something that a lot of times no one's ever thought of, or that no one can even imagine how you're going to get from today to your goals. So,
do you think people, Brian, they look at entrepreneurs as, oh, that's the easy way out. Oh, it's easy to go build a business. They don't know what really happens, how the sausage is made, so to speak.
I don't know who thinks it's easy, because it's sure it's definitely not.
It's the glamorous life of making money and selling businesses.
Yeah, I think once
and laying on the beach in Cabo.
Yeah, I think once you've achieved the success, then a lot of people maybe could look at it that way.
Yeah.
But anybody that's been along with you on the ride knows that it's not. It's not all
well,
rainbows
how would you
and sunshine.
Yeah, overnight success that's taken 40 years.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you said Tom calls himself a rock star. That's how he views himself. But I look at it as the lead singer of a band, whether it be rock, country. I mean, you may be somebody who is good at the slow dance music. How would you describe yourself, Brian? Are you a rock guy or as relates to business?
Yeah, maybe I'm a country singer.
Uh-huh.
Like I like to play like the consistent play.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there's a recipe to writing a great country song, just like there's a recipe for creating a great business.
I love it. Well,
you might have put a few words in my mouth there, but yes. That's all right.
So let's talk about the Entrepreneurs Organization, right? EO has been something that that each of us is devoted a big part of our life to. Tom, you brought me into the Entrepreneurs Organization 5-6 years ago. Talk to us about what EO has meant to you.
You know, EO, I've been part of a lot of organizations throughout my career in different industries, and EO has really been the best organization I've been, ever been a party to. It's member-to-member, peer-to-peer learning. We learn from each other, and I think off the air we talked a little bit about, you know, being able to talk about our successes and failures with people who actually get it, understand it. You can start the conversation from the middle. Right, you don't have to explain yourself or explain yourself in terms that other people understand. It's not because we're unique in that way. It's just that we have some similar challenges, and I think we get each other. And that's what EO is about.
So thinking about this peer-to-peer conversations, right? I'm going to describe EO a little bit, right? It's a group of about 50 of us here in Sacramento. It's a worldwide organization, but we're broken up into these small groups called forums. In the forum, I think of it a little bit as like AA. We can all confide in one another, share the good stuff, the bad stuff, but it's the truth, right? We all can be ourselves. Brian, talk to us about your EO experience.
Yeah, so I've wanted to be a member of EO for over 5 years. You know, living in Bakersfield, there isn't a local chapter. I'd have to go to Los Angeles. I have two really close friends, one in Salt Lake City and one in Orange County, that were members, and they shared the, you know, the basic philosophy of EO Forum about, you know, 5% being in that 5%.
Right.
And
5% of the most difficult parts of your life and 5% of the most awesome parts of your life. Those are things a lot of times we're private about.
That's right. That's right. And I went to a dinner with them, those guys, and we spent some time in that, like, with, and it was an amazing experience, absolutely changed my life. So I knew that EO was for me. So as soon as I decided to move to Sacramento, I put in an application to be in EO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no small talk when you get in with your buddies and you're talking about the 5%, the things that are extremely difficult or extremely awesome in your life. But Tom, EO is much more than these small groups working together. It really is a lot more. What else do we get out of EO?
Well, you know, frankly, I went to a university in Las Vegas, it might have been 10 years ago, and changed my life. I mean, I got a chance to meet Marcus Buckingham, you know, Go Play to Your Strengths, mm-hmm. and the Strength Finder process that Gallup and Marcus Buckingham do. And I realized I'm trying to get better at things that I really don't like doing. And I really didn't want to exhaust my time and talent chasing stuff that I was never going to be any good at. And so it taught me, well, it just resonated. It taught me that I go play to my strengths, I do what I want to do, and I went and hired people to do the things I didn't like to do.
Yeah. Well, the educational piece is so big. Brian, you are the finance chair for Entrepreneur Group. EO in Sacramento. What do we have planned? We know we have some cool things on the horizon. For anybody who might be thinking about joining EO, there's some great events that you're going to be allocating some resources to.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the events I'm most looking forward to is Super Diamond is going to come and play. And that take some time, check out some YouTube videos of Super Diamond. It's going to be a fantastic time.
Super Diamond is a Neil Diamond impersonator, rock star, if you will. And so us entrepreneurs and our spouses, significant others, are going to gather and really have an exclusive opportunity mm-hmm. to hear somebody who, in a private setting that we wouldn't normally hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just locally. There's events that are outside of Sacramento. Like in the next 2-3 weeks, all of us are going to Toronto for the mm-hmm. Global Leadership Conference, which is going to be amazing. Yeah. And then in this fall, we're going to go to Salt Lake City to Alchemy, which will be another event for us to really meet with other entrepreneurs and get outside of our own box.
And I may have just found my place because Mark did recruit me to be the EO chair.
There you go.
And for most of my career, I was always like the BASF of business. I always made it a little bit better. So invention wasn't my strength. Innovation, you know, basically taking something and making it better. And so my goal here is to really add that little it factor to our events and make them once-in-a-lifetime experiences for our members.
Well, that's something that you do, Tom, is you take things and find that extra little bit that makes them once-in-a-lifetime or things that we have something called B-Dotty, Best Day of the Year, happening up Celebrity Golf Tournament coming up in a month or so. I'm spending some time on Lake Tahoe with people like the people that we serve. surround ourselves with. Let's talk about who those people are in EO. How would you describe the entrepreneurial community of EO, Brian?
I love the pureness factor of it. Just what, you know, Tom was saying about how you can come in mid conversation. That's awesome. And all the people in EO Sacramento are doing things that are very amazing. Yeah. And it's awesome to surround yourself by people that yeah. are
in my forum.
Doing so.
We have Uriah Faber. Everybody knows him for his fighting, but he owns a number of successful businesses. Tyler Smith owns software companies and just had another significant exit. A number of people who have had this real success. You get to be around some of the most successful people in Sacramento. And it's something I've done with this radio show is I feel like if I can have the most successful people in the region kind of rub off on me a little bit, it's only going to be good for me. Tom?
Yeah, and I think that you've done a great job, I think, not only bringing and meeting successful people, but kind of uniting the message, because I really think that the region is ready for true entrepreneurs to come out. And frankly, that's why I came back to Sacramento. I wanted my community to be great. I wanted to make sure I gave back to the community, but I wanted success to you know, be a part of my community journey.
Is there a certain part of EO, Brian, that... That's got to get told today, a certain part of the EO story that's got to get told today on the show?
Yeah, if you're an entrepreneur, it can be a very lonely existence, you know, they say. Yeah, and you need to get out of your shell. Mm-hmm. Come check it out. Come talk to people. Come see if it's right for you. I mean, I think that you'll be glad that you did. I tell everybody.
Yeah. One of the things that I've seen in the most successful entrepreneurs is we have the ability to lock on, become almost obsessed with something. Because if you don't really lock on hard and become obsessed, it's hard to take it to this huge success and a profitable exit. And the people at EO can relate to that, to those obsessions, if you will. Tom, talk to us about what needs to get told out there to the folks who need to know about EO.
Well, I think that you got to be prepared to give of yourself as well as get. And I think there's a lot of successful people. And when you come to EO, you're going to get a lot out of it, but also come to impart your knowledge and wisdom and experience. And, for, you know, frankly, when I first joined EO, and Bernie, if you're still out there, Bernie Leno from Lawn Man, and I came from the high-tech space. And, you know, I wasn't sure about the different kind of businesses I was surrounded with, but I learned so much about managing employees, about dealing with, troubled teenagers and youth and family experiences from a guy that was so different from my experience and my whole business career. And it was just fascinating that we could learn from each other, because entrepreneurs are really, there's a lot of similarities in our makeup.
Yeah. When I think about, I call you the entrepreneur next door because we live next door to one another. But I think that is a little bit of the EO attitude. We're here as brothers and sisters to help one another, like you might do with your neighbor. When you walk over, he's out there working on his car. And he's the big brother, if you will. You say, hey, I got this situation at work. You ever run into that? And you go, yeah, I have. And you almost act as a sounding board to one another, like good friends. And neighbors, and there's a brotherhood or a bond that exists that I think is extremely uncommon in business.
Mm-hmm. And that's worldwide. So when you run into somebody worldwide, and I don't know what the number is, 12,000 members, I think we're bigger than Switzerland in terms of overall economy and employees and things along those lines. So, but it's transferable. So it's not just in your forum or in your chapter or in the United States. Anywhere you go in the world, when you meet somebody with EO, there's an automatic acceptance.
Yeah,
I think the one thing that we didn't touch on is it's not 100% about business. There's a big component of EO is about you as a person and your own personal growth. And that is something that EO brings that I don't know that a lot of organizations really do.
I agree. Well, this has been a little bit of a commercial for EO as the we're part of the incoming board, me as president, you two as some of my right-hand people. I want to thank you guys not only for joining me on the show today, but for what you're doing for the Sacramento community as we help EO to grow. And that's the plan over the next several years. We're going to put EO on the map. We are going to make EO famous, some of the most humble but successful people in Sacramento, in EO, and we're gonna get that secret told over the next several years. So thank you guys, and a little shout out to another infomercial, if you will, is we got the Haney Biz Golf Tournament coming up. If you like to play golf, you want to hang out with entrepreneurial guys like the two of the people sitting here in this room, play golf with entrepreneurs, rub shoulders with some of the most successful people at Sacramento, you got to get out to the Haney Biz Golf Tournament. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend. It's Friday the 24th, I believe, 25th. Get yourself signed up. If you need some more information, get a hold of me. You know where to find me. When we return, I will share our takeaways with Marcus and have to say, ask you to stick around and join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, courtesy of Ethan Conrad Properties and financial advisors, Steve Levin, the financial. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Marquee Media Studio for Mark's takeaways from today's Haney Biz Project.
How do you know if your friend does CrossFit, Marcus? Do you know?
I think he'll freaking tell you.
He'll freaking tell you. And that's, you know, people have a tendency to brag about things that they're excited about, but we got to get the bragging out. How do you tell if your friend is in the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento? We have to begin talking it up because we are proud to be in entrepreneurship here in Sacramento, and EO is the place to be. Marcus, takeaways and closing thoughts for today.
Well, just like Brian, I've been wanting to be an EO for about 5 years now, so I'm fired up to hopefully join the ranks at some point.
What's
with you guys.
What's stopping you?
Hey, man, revenue, I guess. I know, just kidding. You know, I think that there's a lot of opportunity out there, and I have to be in the right position to fit the mold of EO, to be exact. Plus, I can't come in when my dad becomes president. That doesn't look good, does it?
Yeah, that is not. You don't want to be the coach's kid and EO.
No, not at all.
You can avoid it. You need to get your own playing time.
But you just became president, right?
I should be able to get you in. We just need to get your revenue up a little bit.
Come on, man. So, hey, question, though. What is your plans as the upcoming president of EO of Sacramento?
You know what? I have a few things that I definitely want to do. I've begun assembling the team, Brian and Tom and the EO board that's coming in as I take over, are working together to develop that plan. And it starts with growth, right? There's no way that we can stay flat. And so we have to get the Entrepreneurs Organization on the map. We have to get EO recognized as the most influential group of entrepreneurs in the Sacramento area, because we are an influential group of people. But we also need to grow our numbers. We need more. Right now, there's about 49 of us. So I think we have 5 new ones just coming in. We're onboarding right now. But we need to get that over the next 3 years. We need to call that like 125, because as much influence as we have today, how much more influence would we have if our numbers had doubled or tripled? And so that's really the goal. Get the word out there. We're going to throw some great learning opportunities. So in my mind, the best way to grow a business is throw a party that people love to come to. That's what we've done at Haney Biz. We're attempting to throw a party where people love to come, and that's what we're going to do in EO, where Uriah, Tom, Brian,
you know,
me, some of the guys that know how to have a good time in Sacramento, but know how to do it productively, know how to do it while we're growing our families, growing our businesses simultaneously. Because that's what I've seen is, you know, they say, Mark, what are you going to bring to EO? I'm going to bring my energy, right? What I lack in talent, which is a lot, I'm going to bring in energy. I'm going to bring in enthusiasm. I'm going to bring in trying to use marquee media to help make EO more famous and bring in the rest of the most successful, driven, ambitious entrepreneurs of Sacramento to help us to do what we do as brothers and sisters here in the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento. But, you know, I think that's how we grow our businesses, too, because if we're one of those people that treat our business like an 8-to-5 job, I mean, there's 168 hours in a week, and this is not an occupation in entrepreneurship that is for anyone, right? It's for people that are extremely driven, not the Flintstone guy, right? You know, Fred Flintstone, yubba-dubba-doo, at 5 o'clock, you got to get out of there and go playtime, right? It's Entrepreneurs Organization is for people who are driven. We are, so that's what I'm doing, is assembling some driven entrepreneurs to help build this organization. And I think as we do that, so goes the entrepreneurial community of Sacramento. So as we think about the leaders of hometown patriotism, to the people that are fighting the good fight out there for entrepreneurship, you know, I have to just give a salute out to all of you guys, because as we send you out to fight the good fight for entrepreneurship, we have to keep in the back of our mind that there are people like you, Marcus, who 6 years ago spent time in Afghanistan. And what can we do? If guys like you, Marcus, have fought for our freedom, you know, what can we do here to build businesses and help the American economy, the Sacramento economy, along the way? So a little shout out to you, Marcus, to all the entrepreneurs, and to the one big entrepreneur that we always have to make famous, you. Never above you. Never below you.
Always by your side.